Green.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. Hate it when the green gets brown.
I hate it when the brown gets green, then I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah, or else maybe you had a Slurpee that was blue bubblegum flavored.
Oh, yeah.
Chud.
They're pretty good.
Hey, every chuddy.
What's in there?
Hey, I'm starting
Whoa.
The show. What are you doing? Get on the ball, on the stick, on the stick.
I'm
and
up the stick.
Now, hold on.
Yeah?
On the stick and on the ball?
Sure.
Well, I mean...
You get far enough on the stick and you're resting on the ball.
So, you need to get on the stick before you can get on the ball. Is that what we're
Not
saying?
Not necessarily. You could brush the stick aside.
And just be. You could be on the ball without being on the stick?
Sure.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that was deep.
Well, if that was the case, then
it'd be huge.
You'd be on the ball.
It's the Spy versus Pie talking program.
Ball gag.
You want a ball gag? Yeah. We'll do some ball gags later?
No.
No, okay. You want to say the date?
No. Yes. June 19th? Is that sounds all right?
It is. Tuesday. It's the big Monday Tuesday show.
Hot Dodge.
Hot Dodge Viper.
Hot Milky Doge.
Dodge the Viper, dude.
They've been giving away a ton of them Dodge Vipers on the price lately.
Really?
Well, not really. They've been acting like they're going to. But
remember,
maybe we'll play like Lucky Sevens or some shit.
Remember
like
Classic
that,
Concentration?
Sure.
With the Rebuses and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then they had the car game at the end, and all the cars were shitty.
Were they?
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, you could win a Chevette, or a... Le Mans, or a fucking...
Le Car.
What?
A Le Car.
Yeah, a Lada. So it's episode 121 in the AM.
Yes.
And I was thinking we could do something a little special for the big 121 show.
Okay.
What do you got
in mind?
Well, I had nothing. I was hoping you'd have an idea.
Oh, shit. Sure. How you doing? You sound better than yesterday.
I'm marginally better. I'm still kind of feeling kind of beat up, but All right.
Maybe I think it's because I'm old. Bit you.
My what?
Maybe a vampire bit you.
Yeah, it's possible. A poo vampire.
In the back of the neck.
No.
On your hickey.
That's not true. Yeah. Apparently, I bruise easily.
Do you think vampires leave hickeys as well? Or do you think it's just two spots?
Well, you would think. If someone's, like, biting your neck, like, that hard that the teeth are going in there, that's going to make some other marks besides just little holes. Oh. So unprofessional.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to take it. Hello? Hey, Bronson. Sure. No? I might have, but I don't remember. I mean, I remember the logo and everything, but I don't remember doing that sign, no. Oh. Cut vinyl. Yep. Meh. Cool. Right.
Charles Bronson Pinchot?
Whoa. That was Charles Bronson, dude.
Sweet. What did he have to say?
He said, do you remember making those signs for Picosa? And I was like, no.
Because I shot them with my gun.
Yeah, totally. Oh. He's all Dusty Harold and whatnot on me.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Then I did remember, but boy, mm-hmm. It's like remember a sign.
You don't take your work home with you,
Brian. Do you remember when you laid out that one ad for that one car sale thing?
That happens to me actually all the time. Where like we have hundreds of ads every day, and then like 2 weeks later, boss will be like, do you remember working on this thing? And I was like, oh, it looks familiar, but I've probably worked on that client's ads, like, you know.
Sure.
50 times. Yeah, well, this and this happened. Do you remember what happened with this problem? Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I do it, I fart it out, and I forget it. And then I go home, and I, try not to think about it anymore. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. But it's like... Yeah, man. If you remember, like, I don't think either of us have jobs that we're really like reminiscing about later. Oh man, remember when you worked in that one sign? That was a lot of fun. Like, maybe there was one that was a lot of fun compared to the other ones, but it was still a day at work.
Right. No, the bulk of them is not memorable, man.
Yeah, and you probably don't really like, you know, Saturday morning, you're talking with the kids and the wife over some flapjacks. And you're not probably going, oh, we had an interesting sign I worked the other day. Do you want to hear about it? Yeah, no one wants to hear about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes...
Except for the listeners of Spy vs. Pie podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They sometimes like to listen to everything we say.
I'll be driving, and Heather will tell me that I'm driving too fast, and I tell her that I wasn't paying attention to the speed limit because I don't take my work home with me.
Ha, ha, ha. You don't work on road signs, though.
No. But we did one time. My old boss is pretty crooked.
A government contract or something?
That would be so sweet, but we don't have the stuff to make real street signs. But my old boss was crooked. And when we moved
His name
from...
was Cricket?
No, his name was Carl.
Oh.
When we moved from downtown to where we are now by the fucking dump and the chemical plant and everything, to unload all of our stuff, he had us make signs that said no parking by order of Minneapolis police.
Yeah,
like some very official looking don't park here because the police say so signs.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty illegal.
Yeah, but you know, that's the kind of thing that you should do when you own a sign shop.
Oh, I know it.
You should be fucking with people as much as you can.
I know. It's gonna be so fun. However, what? No, I never even drove when I worked downtown. I never took the car to work. I always took the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Because
it's like $9 a day to park downtown. That's ruthless.
And I bet there's not even an airport right there.
No. What?
I don't know. Airport parking is very expensive.
That too, yeah. Unless you're planning on parking for days at a time, then it kind of works out to be okay. We've done that before. Park at the airport for 5 days.
Meh.
No?
Meh.
You don't even have a car.
I don't. I don't drive. I know how to drive. I have a license, but I don't. I've never owned my own car. Well, sort of. I owned a car for like a couple months. Kind of, not really. A friend was trying to sell her little like 82 Mazda GLC or something, little hatchback, little dumper thing. She was trying to sell that here in Vancouver, but in Vancouver we have air care standards. You have to pass spec regulation quiz time, and if it's too dirty, you can't drive it here. And it wouldn't pass air care, or it was going to cost too much money to get it up to snuff. So I took it and sold it in my hometown of Merritt, which is up in the sticks where they don't care what you drive. You
can drive the sticks or the balls? Is it past the balls to get to the sticks?
It's actually kind of a hole, that place.
All right.
Yeah. So I was selling it up there. So while it was for sale, I was driving it around. I had it insured and put gas in it and drove it around for a little while.
You guys call that air care?
I think that's a brand name. That's like
right. You know what they call company. It in California?
No, what do they call it?
Smog check.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the smog check.
That sounds filthy.
You can't drive it. Yep.
That sounds like more negative. I think
Well, probably, they've gone beyond air care. It's like...
Yeah. I guess they probably invented that first, and then in BC they're like, wow, it's so nice and clean and luxurious here. We're going to come up with a better name than that.
They'll probably switch it to smog care. We're going to take care of our smog. We don't want
maybe.
To make it any worse.
There's not really that much smog here. I mean, I guess there's a fair amount of pollution, you can tell some days, but generally it's pretty nice. Although you can't see the stars at night, but...
We'll bomb you.
That's light pollution.
Don't worry, we'll bomb you.
All right.
You got oil, don't you?
Not here.
You got Arabs, don't you?
Yeah.
So I think vampires would be more effective if they had just one fang in the middle.
Like a mosquito?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Two fangs seems... There's no need for that. I don't see why they...
Well, they look sexier than just having one in the middle. You would look like kind of a nerd if you had the one in the middle. You look like Count Chocula or somebody.
Yeah. Just one beaver
Didn't he
fang.
Have one in the middle?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
You think?
I do.
He had caps.
He had what?
Caps.
Okay, he actually has two, but they're right in the middle.
Aw.
Yep. This is the part of the show where we look at cereal boxes.
I had Cocoa Pebbles for breakfast today, and they were legitimate Cocoa Pebbles brand Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Van Peebles?
I usually just get the ones with the kangaroo in them, and it's the giant bag.
Mm-hmm.
You get, like, a giant duffel bag full of them for 80 cents or whatever, but...
Right.
I told Heather I wanted Cocoa Pebbles, and she took me at my word. She got me Cocoa Pebbles.
Nice.
Delicious.
I enjoy those American Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Bowls.
Yes,
oh,
Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah. He just got beaver teeth. Count Chocula's a fucking beaver. That's not even...
I think it's supposed to be two fangs, but it just looks like buck teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, is that what Count Chocula looks like? Jeez.
I don't know.
I haven't eaten that shit since I was 6 years old.
That's a pretty old box, dude.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's got booberry on it, so.
Boob.
Pretty sure they don't still make boob airy. Ola.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Oh, here's a new one.
Okay. Here it is, everyone.
There's the show pick right here. This is a good radio. I mean, listening right here.
Yep.
That's a new-ish. He looks all gross.
Ah.
Who designed that?
Disney.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. That's gross. And it looks like he's down to one fang. Look, I don't see a difference.
See, that's probably why I thought that.
His fangs are fused.
I do kind of like his castle way up at the top.
Yeah.
Looks kind of delicious.
I suppose. Especially if you turn it upside down.
Why is he all, like, goofy, you know?
It's just the way of the world, man. You can't have scary foods now. Food's already scary enough, as it is.
Is that true?
9/11.
Oh, yes. I watched the end of the Spider-Man movie last night.
You did, huh?
John Hill was right. I shouldn't have. I should have just left it like that. And go, man, that's a shitty movie. Now I'm like, fuck, that's a really shitty movie. Yeah, I think I had something like half an hour left, so I had like the whole sort of climax and resolution to get through still, and it was just such a letdown. Just disastrous. What I really liked was you haven't seen it, correct?
No, no, no.
Yeah, you should definitely not ever watch this movie. At the end, you have the major guys are Spider-Man, Junior Goblin, Venom, and Sandmensch, right?
Yep.
Sandman doesn't have a mask or anything, which is, like, pretty rad, I think, in terms of design of a guy from back in the day. It's pretty cool that his costume was kind of a non-costume, huh?
Yes. His costume that he did have as a costume when he was in the Frightful Four was kind of cool.
But I'm not sure I've ever seen that.
It's green.
Well, anyway, they did a good job on the wardrobe for him. Like, I mean, I guess it's pretty hard to screw up, but the shirt looked good, and they did his hair to look like Sandman hair, but not too dorky, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyhow, but the
but
main...
it was that guy from Soap, right?
Wings.
Benson?
What?
Mr. Belvedere?
yeah. In... What the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, the main guys really are Spider-Man, Little Goblin, and the Venom there, right?
Okay.
Those are the three, like, you know, major guys, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, in the end of the movie, there's all this... You know how when a hero and a villain go to fight, there's usually some dialogue, and they, like, talk back and forth and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Whenever they're talking to each other, they take their... Like, there's a lot of them with their masks off. And whenever Venom goes to talk to Spider-Man, like, his... he doesn't have a mask, I know. He has this gunk, this googe on his face that just kind of, like, peels back to show the face of Topher Grace talking. And I'm like, we don't need to see his actual face. And it had already been revealed who he was and all that, so... I don't know. It was just sort of clearly... We need to give these actors more actual face time.
Oh, yeah. Pay them for the face. We paid for this face. We're going to use it.
That's right. Yeah. So Spider-Man's mask gets kind of torn up, and then it gets ripped off, and then Venom, like, reveals his face a lot every time he talks.
Well, because they got to show him emote, man. It's like you can't emote with the gunk. You need to have a little bit of Toby whatever face hanging out with the thing.
Yeah, I think, though, the thing with Tobey Maguire is that you can just imagine his face. If you just, like, sort of imagine what he looks like, that's exactly what he looks like. It doesn't change.
Is there a lot of close-up of Kirstie Dunder's teeth?
Yeah, kind of a fair amount of that.
She's got, like, those, like, reverse vampire teeth thing happening, like the round...
Yeah.
The round fangs that stick straight out.
Well, it's not...
Not dissing.
It's, okay, it's half that. Yeah. It's half that and half... The front, the reverse buck teeth, where the front teeth kind of go back a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not so much that the side ones are sticking straight out, not like a jewel, let's say. It's more that the front teeth are sort of, like, more pointed back.
Hmm.
I mean, the result is the same.
But the overall angle, the general, the mean, the median mean, golden mean...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Does she get any powers? Does anything happen with her?
She doesn't really do anything, and it just turns into, like, a... Let's save Mary Jane again. And
I forget. Is she supposed to be Gwen Stacy or Mary Jane?
She's Mary Jane. Gwen Stacy is in this movie.
That doesn't...
And she has nicer teeth.
That doesn't make sense.
I kind of forget what happened to her in the movie. She kind of just disappeared by the end of the movie.
She was probably washing Peter's laundry and found the costume in it, right?
Oh, yes. they just sort of, like, brushed her aside after her, like, big moment was up. They're like, hey, you're done. You can go. You're free to go.
Tell me they did the thing. Obviously they did.
The what?
Oh, you know. Mm-hmm. Face it, jerk off. You just hit a tiger. They do that part.
Face it, jerk off?
You just hit a tiger.
You hit a tiger?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't know anything about comics, dude.
I guess explain not. To me what the hell?
In the original comic, I don't fucking care about that shit. Explain to me what happened in the original comics. This is not spoilers.
Well, in the original comics, 50 years ago. Well, it's closer to 35 years ago. But, yeah, sure. When there was issue after issue of, like, Aunt May's bridge buddy, Miss Poop Pants or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, I should hook your PD up with my niece, Gwen. She's real nice. And
oh, bridge, like, as in the card game. I was thinking, like, an actual bridge. Because isn't there an actual bridge involved?
Oh, later, yes.
Yes, course. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good. Wow, that's some foreshadowing. Damn.
I know.
How'd they pull that off?
All right, so then what happened?
Oh, so, like...
I want to hook you up with my...
For a number of issues. Police chief's daughter? Like, He was dodging her and shit. He was like, oh, I don't want to meet old, ugly, fat-ass Gwen. She's going to be gross because they said she's nice. She's going to be gross. If old
Wait,
women
when,
like
when
her.
Did Peter Parker turn into, like, that kind of guy?
He started
I guess it was
the
60s.
Yeah.
In the 60s, everyone was afraid of fat chicks.
That's right. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, you know who's afraid of fat chicks is fucking Hoblet on Song Fight. That dude is ridiculous on the message board. It's crazy.
Really?
hatred of the fat.
He's on the internet and he hates fat people?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's fucking in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't come around here very much, do you?
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. But yeah, so then eventually they met, and then she was...
smoking hot?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, that was Mary Jane anyway. I'm totally fucked on all this.
Oh, God damn it.
Pete always loved going, it was Mary Jane that he didn't want to meet. I'm totally fucking
fucked. Well, in the movie, it's backwards. Except not even in at all of the same.
I'm so fucking... totally fucked up. We can't post this show now because I look like such a fucking idiot.
No, I'll just put a commercial break in.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, in a galaxy far, far, etc.
Fuck it all. I'm surprised he didn't hook up with that cake chick in his building, man, from number two.
She's in this one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a freaky looking broad, huh?
Kind of. When he gets the black suit and he turns all emo, and he... There's even a scene where he, like... takes his hair and, like, puts it over his eyes.
Are you
like,
serious?
He has the, like, you know, regular Peter has the sort of nice hair.
Right.
You know, combed. And then when he turns all bad, he's all, like, broody and stuff, and he walks by a mirror or whatever, and he, like, flicks his hair down.
Oh, man.
And pulls his collar up or whatever. It's so stupid.
Scratches MySpace into his forearm with a paperclip.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's a scene with that next door neighbor chick, and he's treating her like dirt.
Ooh.
He's like, make me some more cakes.
Ooh.
Well, he's not really treating her like dirt. He's paying attention to her, so she likes it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
I think you may have stumbled onto, like, the essence of the male-female relationship.
Maybe you're right. but, shit, what the hell were we talking about? Oh, and the other thing that was funny was, I don't know a lot about anything ever, so I don't know what's supposed to happen with the goblin's son there.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is supposed to be. Was he just Goblin 2?
Yeah, he was just regular Green Goblin. I don't know why they had to give him the stupid visor shit and the puffy coat and all that.
Okay, because, yeah, like, I kind of didn't know what he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a flying snowboard, which was totally retarded.
Dumb.
And he also didn't wear a mask. I think they showed a couple of the helmets and stuff, but I think for the most part, he was never, even when he was fighting and flying around and stuff, he was never wearing a mask, and I just kind of thought that was another... They just really wanted to get those masks off those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. And,
Oh.
And, huh?
This baby's stuck halfway out a window. Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
Drama! Oh, okay. No, she was just pulling my leg.
So, yeah, so he had a flying snowboard. And it has, like... At first I thought it was, like, little hovercraft things underneath it. But then apparently they shoot fire, too. And he's fighting Sandman, and he, like, turns the... Somehow he turns the snowboard sideways. The jets, the power is underneath, you know, at the bottom, right?
Sure.
Somehow he's able to, like, turn it sideways and blast Sandman's arm, turn it into glass, and then smash it. And I thought that was the most retarded thing you could think of.
It would have worked, like, in a comic.
Yeah, maybe, but it just seemed so, like, people were like, oh, yeah, because glass is made from sand. And then it didn't end up being anything. It was just like Sandman was like, ah, don't do that. He should have been played by Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
I hit my arm there with the turn it into glass and the.
Yep.
Anyway.
I'm gonna get inside your swimsuit, you know, because I'm sand.
Yeah. Should have been that. We could make that movie better.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for... feels like I've already seen it now, Brian.
Good.
I've
done you a service.
Way to ruin my good time.
God, what a piece of shit. It's so long, and it takes so long for anything to, like, happen and shit. And there's a big scene of Aunt May, like, giving Peter advice. That's all she's there for. She doesn't do it. She's just there to, like... Well, when your uncle first met me, he did this and that, and then this is the way that it was. And he's like, yo, whoa, yeah, that's very wise. Oh, yeah. And it's just really hard to watch. It's so, everything's so it's cliche written, even for a comic book movie.
Goodness.
Yeah, I thought it was just kind of over the top, so. And then in the resolution of the movie, it's like they had to tie it up really fast. So Spider-Man has, like, all these scenes of, like, wrapping up each character, and he just sort of, like, swoops in, and he's like, oh, now I gotta deal with this guy. And he, like, does a little resolution scene, and then it cuts to, like, some other thing where someone else is, like, trying to finish up their story, and then he just sort of, like, drops in and, like, resolves that thing, and... Oh, man, it's just so sloppy.
Well, what can you do?
Pirate it and not pay money for it.
I suppose.
It's one thing you could do.
I think they factor that in now, though, to the box office totals.
Yeah. We know how many people download it, and we're just going to count those as sales.
That'd be awesome if, like, on Entertainment Tonight, they went ahead and, like, listed all the, you know, like, cam
top,
downloads.
Top downloads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the movies that people really want to see but don't want to pay for.
Man, how far off is that?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome. That'd be a mighty blow.
What about if I just downloaded episodes of Entertainment Tonight?
Whoa.
Duh.
I don't download ever. I just transload, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not... Yeah, I mean, it's just like... It's like moving... I'm just moving it around.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There you go.
It's like swishing a drink around in your mouth and then spitting it out.
Yeah, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, it's like that.
When no one's looking at the bar, you just, oh, that looks good. I'm going to try that. See if I want one of those.
Nope, doesn't taste good.
Yep.
Spit.
You ever seen that program Green Wing there? Green Wing?
No.
It's got Tamsin Grieg from Black Books on it.
I don't know what any of those things are. I've heard of Black Books, but I haven't seen it. Should I watch that show? I'm
Black
thinking
Books?
About downloading that show.
Black
yeah,
Books?
I heard that was
plenty funny. Plenty funny.
It's good? Okay.
Green Wing? Brutally funny.
Oh. Oh!
Gut-bustingly, mind-warpingly funny.
Butt-gusting?
Yeah. There's plenty of butt-gusting in it. It's
nice.
It is a filthy show full of crazies.
From England?
Yes.
Cool.
Takes place in a hospital, but there's no damn reason.
Oh, I get it. Green Wing.
Yeah. It could have been anywhere. There's no reason to get all those people together, I guess. Hospital setting works. But it could have been anything else.
Huh, cool.
Nutzoid.
So is it new or is it?
It's
is there a
very
whole season
recently
of it,
over. There's two seasons and one special, one 90-minute special, and it is very recently.
I love it.
Over.
I love you, England, for making shows that are like that. Two series of, like, six episodes, eight episodes, whatever. Maybe a little
I think it's a nine and an eight, and then a special.
Okay, awesome,
yep.
Sweet. And I like it, and then it's over, and that's it.
Yep.
I love it.
And you can just cope with it.
And when was the last time you saw a show like that, that you were like, oh, man, they really ran out of steam at the end? It didn't end so good. It was no good at the end. I got tired of it. That never happens.
No.
So, except Red Dwarf.
Really?
Well, they did, like, eight seasons of that show.
How many seasons did Trailer Park Boys do?
Seven.
Yeah.
And they also ran out of steam at the end, I think. It was still good, but...
Nice wrap-up, I thought.
I think maybe it wasn't so much that they ran out of steam, it's just... I don't know. Like, not having Corey and Trevor in the last season there, I think really hurt it.
I agree. I totally agree.
I liked the Jacob character.
Yeah,
I
bet
thought that
you
was
did.
Pretty funny. What?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, you know.
No. He's not Mike O'Neill from The Inbreds.
Okay.
That's his brother.
Right.
Oh, well, anyway. But I think if Corey and Trevor were in that series, it would have been a lot funnier.
I would love to see Corey and Trevor fight Jacob.
That would be
great. They would have shown up and given Jacob a hard time. That would have been so good.
That would have actually been nice. If they were like, they would have been like the middle management
or
whatever.
Yeah, totally.
That could have been really, really funny. But
oh, well.
They fucked up.
Yep.
For anyone who watches Trailer Park Boys but didn't know, those dudes, quit the show or whatever because they were being treated like crap, apparently. There's a whole thing on on Trevor's MySpace thing about how
that's why Trevor quit. Did Michael Jackson quit too?
He is Michael Jackson.
I meant Lucius
Corey Bowles.
Yeah.
Bowless. I don't know. I don't quite know what the deal is with that, but it sounds like they were kind of treated like crap and didn't get.
Because how could you have Corey and no Trevor?
I think, yeah, probably. That's the deal.
They should make the Corey show, man.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just too.
Trevor, and then we could make it. What?
I don't know, man. Anyway, I think they're hinting that there's going to be another movie or something.
What a bunch of garbage. I've had it with this country. Canada.
Yeah. I feel kind of embarrassed about Canadian TV sometimes. Because a lot of it's stupid.
Man, I want to watch that one show, The Bus. That show.
The Bus.
God, I want to see that. What's it called again?
Train 48.
Train 48, get on my face. I want to watch you.
No, God, it's... Actually, you'll probably really like it. No. I bet you would love it if you saw it. Because it would be all like, hey, those are funny Canadians, and they talk funny and stuff.
I wonder if they have this there.
Yeah, you could ask the show for that instead of me.
Yep.
And then we wouldn't have to do this anymore.
Sounds fine.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
What?
Hmm?
You know how many downloads we had last yesterday's show?
No.
Three.
Well, you know why.
And only one of them was a partial.
Got tired halfway through. Yeah. Fuck this. All it takes is, it's like word of mouth, man. One person listens to, oh, it's not very good. And they tell everybody else, and then they don't listen to it.
I know. Like, all of our bandwidth could run off a 9-volt, man.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What did you do there, Spencer? What'd you do? Maybe don't, though, huh? So, you guys, what? Here we go. Yeah, let's do this. There we go.
Uh-huh.
I closed the window.
Just in time for us to wrap up the show.
Oh, good. Let's do that. Yes. Yes. Finally, the wrap-up. What an abomination of a show this was.
No way, dude. It was good.
No.
What?
It was
Why?
Even worse than yesterday. Because I was wrong about Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane. I'm fucked.
Well, dude, it's like 8 in the morning.
That's
and
true.
And you haven't had your coffee yet.
Oh, it's Tuesday in the fucking June already. Shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Time is just shitting in the wind.
It's true, man. Maybe we should, maybe we're just peeing into the wind with our podcast.
Shitting in the wind. Since 2006.
Well, spraying diarrhea into the wind because my shit wouldn't be blown away.
Really?
Probably not.
Do you think you could shit for distance? Do you think if you got on top of a second two-story building, you're on the roof, you're laying on your back, up at the edge, legs all the way back, mm-hmm. primed, ready mm-hmm. to shit, you think you could, what kind of distance do you think you could get on the ground? Like, how far out do you think you could make your shit?
2 inches.
That's it? You think it would just, like, plop straight down? You don't think you could project
this? This is our Olympics. We're going to invent our own Olympics, and that's the long dump.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we should try the triple dump as well.
I think if you ate the right foods, got nice and gassy.
Well, it's training, man. That's what, like, sure. If you're an athlete, you train. You don't just go jump something. No, you get trained so you can jump better than most other people.
I think a nice cheese and bran mixture. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you back that up with a lot of beers.
Mm-hmm.
To get, because you're gonna want the propulsion behind it.
You want a plug.
Because there's a that's the trick. You don't. People think that Olympic shitting off the roof is all about shitting, but it's not. It's all about farting. But you've got to have that nugget, you know, in front.
The cannonball.
Yes. So.
That's gross.
Let that be a lesson to you all.
If it's a cannonball, do you need a ramrod?
Tamp it down?
You could use bipedus.
Oh, God.